Just over a year ago, ALTA warned NSFAS about its poor handling of student accommodation and called for the universities and colleges to continue managing student accommodation while NSFAS sorted out its problems. Those warnings were unfortunately ignored. On 20 January this year, the Private Student Housing Association, which provides 80,000 beds nationwide to NSFAS beneficiaries, demanded that NSFAS pay 44 million rand within 14 days, owed for the last year's accommodation. If not, thousands of students could face accommodation issues when they return to campuses. NSFAS has not paid landlords for accommodation they provided in 2024, despite reporting a surplus of over 22 billion rand in the 2022-23 financial year. ALTA believes that NSFAS mismanaged the accommodation crisis by forcing landlords to register on a flawed and not fully functional platform. This led to massive shortages of accredited accommodation. Despite ALTA's repeated warnings, and even after a detailed report was shared with the former NSFAS board, other stakeholders and the scheme's administrator, Mr. Freeman Omvalu, nothing changed. ALTA urges the Minister of Higher Education, Ms. Nombuhle Ngubane, to step in and end NSFAS's destructive policies before the situation spirals out of control, leading to unrest, protests, infrastructure damage, or even worse.